නමෝ තස්ස භගවතෝ අරහතෝ සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස නමෝ තස්ස භගවතෝ අරහතෝ සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස නමෝ තස්ස භගවතෝ අරහතෝ සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස Today, we come together, we gather here for the opening ceremony of this Awakening Cafe. And I'm also given the topic to speak on multiplying great blessings. So, maybe it's a good time where we hear to discuss, because this Awakening Cafe is started by this Mahamangala Healthful Products in Niram Berhad. So it is good. What is this Mahamangala? It is good that we understand and try to understand these words. So this one, this Mangala, what is Mangala? People have been questioning. In fact, because of the questioning of the devas and the human beings, then the Buddha gave these suttas. In fact, this is the suttas given by all the past Buddhas. And every Buddha, before they gave these suttas, there's a preceded by a commotion, something like a commotion. We call kolakolahala. So people question, what is Mangala? All the contradiction, all the debates and disagree and disagreement about what is Mangala? What is great blessing? What is blessing? What is good? So some people were saying, if early in the morning, if you get up, if you see something, a pleasant sight, something a very pleasant sight, then there's a great blessing happening to your life. And some people say, no. Some people say no. If you see, let's say the crow, then it's no. Did that happen to you? Some of the especially Chinese, very superstitious. When we see this, we say, oh, today I'm having a bad fortune. Then sometimes, true enough, because of that thought, you may attract bad things happening to you. And then some people say here you hear some sound, like you hear the birds chirping, very nice, what sound? They say, oh, this is blessing, today, very blessing. And some people say, no, I smell something, very blessing, very blessed I feel. Because they say, oh, something very fragrant when I meditate. They say, oh, maybe the deva coming to me. Some people say like that. So various types, some people say smelling, some people say touching, smelling, tasting, some food, you get to take some food and very good taste. They say, oh, what a blessing I get. And some people feel touching. Oh, because of this I touch. So I feel the blessings. And some people say, oh, you have certain dream, you have certain thought in your mind, appear in your mind. Then they say that this is a blessing. So, different people explain what is blessing, what is not blessing, from the point of life experiences of eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and mind. So, then this kolahala happened when in the human world, there's no agreement, there's a debate, and in Deva world, also no agreement. So eventually, one fine night, this Deva, he came with a great shining, come to the Buddha and try, because the Buddha was the unsurpassed teacher in the world. So it is the best for the Buddha to clarify, to clear up these doubts and get these questions answered. So this is what we recite just now. We can show you. That's what we recite just now. Page 37, right? These blessings. Then after that, we want to come back to our awakening later. How are we from here? How are we going to start off our journey and towards multiplying the great blessings? So, when we look at this Mangala Sutta, we look at the blessings, When we contemplate on the blessings taught by those incomplete teachers during the Buddha's time, they were quoting the blessings from the experiences of life. Eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and mind. But what about, and mostly when they refer to those blessings, they always refer to results, your experience, the result of life. But when you look at the Buddha, when the Buddha talk about blessings, mostly, except one or two, mostly is about the causes. Result also, we can see. So the first, just look at the one, we can only quote one few examples, we cannot go through all. The first is, you see, non-association with the fool, the foolish, and association with the wise. You see, when we associate with the foolish one, the ignorant one, you can't even choose what you want. You can be carried away. Suppose if you are reborn in the place where people have a terrorist idea, terrorism, they're telling you how to kill others, even a child at the age of 9, is taught to kill. A child, age of 9, because of the association with the foolish one. So, from the very young age, get taught to kill. So, what happened? So, this is the result. Because being born in that environment, association with the foolish one, then the life is ruined. Then you see, when we associate with the wise, like our association with the power theology, our life become different. Our life, we renounce, we have a chance to practice the Dharma. So a lot of uncertainties about our life, we can overcome. What uncertainties? Those days, I remember, before we met power theology, we were not sure, where are we heading to in this life? What shall we do? The Buddha seems to be far away from us. So what are we going to do in order to improve our life? To assure our life a better future? We are not sure. But after association with Shadaji, and then he taught us not only to believe in the Buddha's teaching, but also to experience it. To experience rebirth. No need to have doubt. You just experience and see. And to experience the past, present, future, the cause and effect. What causes we cultivate can produce what effect. So this is so important. So after that, then you become very sure of your life. You know exactly, you know what to do and how we can change our life. Because of this understanding. So you see, this is how our life changed. Big difference. Just by associating with a wise one. Our life change. After that, if you grab on that opportunity, then our life change. So this is a association. This we get a blessing. Then what about multiplying here? Think about it. I took a photograph with Xiaoji. Oh, so happy! Just so near to me. Xiaoji was just near to me. So that's finished. Then the blessing of meeting the wise one finished. There's no multiplication. Now we are talking about multiplying. How should we multiply? So, multiplying means you based on one. It's like when you do business, people who can multiply very fast, they make, you see, after they build, they open up one shop, then within a few years, 10. Then within a few years, 100. This is multiplying. If you can multiply, you're very fast. Let the condition work on it. So, like that. So, people who do business, they multiply their money. People who cultivate, who learn Dharma, multiply what? We multiply our merits. We multiply our blessings. How to multiply? This is important. That's why sometimes people say, no, not fair. In one life, this person gets so rich. In one life, this person's life becomes so good. Then some people in one life fall down so much. And some people work so hard one whole life and still just manage to get through only. So this multiplying is the key. Whether we know how to multiply, that is the key. So now we are here. This idea is very important when we talk about Awakening Cafe. We are talking doing business or we are social business, which is going to be benefit in future. going to benefit the Dharma, benefit our welfare work, whatever profits derived from this will be used for good work. How? Then this multiplying effect, we should learn how to multiply. How? Give one example. If you, I know marriage is difficult to see. I don't want to talk about the invisible marriage first. I want to talk about something which everyone feels and you can grasp that. What is that? Money, right? You have money, right? Okay. Assuming you have money, you have 10,000. Okay? If you put 10,000 in the bank, okay? Those days, our ancestors, our grandfathers, they don't put in the bank, they don't trust bank. What they trust? They trust the pillow, right? They put inside the pillow, the money, put inside the pillow or under the pillow. So they sleep on the money. So it's the safest, they think. If somebody want to grab my money, then I will wake up, I will know. That if they sleep on the money, 10,000. 10 years later, what happened to the 10,000? Still 10,000, right? So there's no multiplying effect. In fact, the money goes small, right? Because the buying power of 10,000 becomes much less 10 years later. Then later people discover about putting inside the bank, right? So you got the interest. So people use your money to reinvest. So they say, how many percent now? How many percent now? 3, okay, 3%. What is our inflation rate? We don't know. So maybe you just manage to get the same buying power if the inflation rate is 3% or so. So you put inside the bank just to maintain your money value. You are not multiplying also. So then later what they do? If you do business, how much you earn? Every year? At least 10%? 20%? Some people say, without 40%, I don't want to do business. Some people say. And let's suppose you buy a land. How much your land appreciate every year? 10% at least? 10 to 20% at least, I think so. So, land appreciate. So, which is, so in this way, people who do business, what would you think? They want to earn money, so they learn how to multiply, which has a more multiplying power to put their money there. What about marriage? Or we want to multiply great blessings to our life. What do we do? Now, for us, it's very clear. If you learn, then you have to multiply your blessings. So when we met Xiaodoji, I thought the best way to multiply is to ordain. So once you become a monk, yes, it's a big multiplication. Why? We cultivate Nekama Parami, renunciation. So from morning to night, we are cultivating wholesome deeds. We are keeping Adisila, higher morality. And we have a chance to associate with people like Xiaodoji, Aryadhamma Mahathera, or all the wise people. And very often we can perform dana to them and service. And then we also can listen to Dhamma very frequently. Now, compared to lay life, it's a very, very big difference. So you notice that people who once they start, they ordain, them, the multiplying in the of marriage, the mind, everything changed within a short time, very fast. The marriage changed very fast, especially the marriage for our liberation, the parami. So this is how we multiply. So for dana also the same. If you perform dana, if people who keep their money inside and then they try counting every day how much I save, you find such people, their life don't change so much. But if we, what you have, you regenerate. You see, for us, sometimes whatever we have, we receive quickly. We perform dana, or we use it instead of keeping it. We use it for good. We let the merits be produced quickly from every resource. Every resource. We quickly let it produce utility. Then what happened? You notice things change very fast because your merits multiply very fast. We purchase the land, we get the land, we quickly work on it. so that people will meditate there, so that people will quickly benefit, get the Dharma from there. For example, in our Samanyi, our Dharma Earth, this is a new monastery. Quickly, once we get the 10 acres, quickly the Sangha goes there, and we teach and meditate. Then within a short time, everything changed. It develops so fast. Because of merits, we let the merits multiply. So this is important. So this is a very important idea about multiplying. So now we look at it. Once you got the idea of multiplying, let's further see other blessings and how are we going to up multiply. So we look at further other blessings. So living in a suitable country, suitable place, this is also very important. Such as in the Dharma Earth, you find because of our location, it's very strategic and very nice and very good environment, very peaceful place. So everybody come up, that they love the place so much. They say this is the best place to meditate. And true enough, people progress, their meditation progress in this place. So because of that, so the good things multiply. And then having previously made merits, this is what you have done in the past, now you cannot do anything. You can only receive. But we can do what we can for future. But now, previously having done any merits, what has been done. Okay? And then this one is very important, next one. Attasamapaniti. Rightly aspiring for oneself. Translated like that. The mind is rightly inclined. Yeah, inclined. Aspire. For one, what direction? This is a very important multiplier. You see, out of all these blessings, the first few, this one is very important. Because once you have this, the mind is rightly inclined. Oh, wonderful. Your whole journey, day and night, your mind and your life is moving towards the direction that you incline. Then all the blessings generate in this direction. So when we talk about the whether just one example, one of the blessings is a career occupation. So I just told about one of our students. He was studied law, graduated just recently. And during his practice, he was forced to lie. He was dealing with a case where the father sexually abused the daughter. And then the boss asked him to lie, to create a story, to simply so that to get away, to help the client to get away from the guilt, from the conviction. So he got a big struggle because he had to lie in court. So it's a big struggle. So you see, if you get a wrong career, if you got a career, of course not all lawyers are like that. They are good, but if you get a wrong position, and with the boss forcing you to commit bad things, very difficult. The akusala, unwholesome things accumulate so much within a short time. But on another hand, if you be a Dharma worker, for example, those who come into this awakening, what happened? You can serve, and then every year you have a month, you can go off to practice, and those who come to be Dharma server, Dharma organizers, Dharma workers in Tusita or in Dharma Earth, every year you got 3 months off for your Dharma practice, and you listen to Dharma every day, and associate with the teachers, a lot of opportunity to learn Dharma. So the things multiply, all the blessings multiply. So and we look at other things. So all these, basically these are good causes, causes, and you cultivate these blessings. These are the blessings for causes. Because of these causes, and then you get the result at the end, later part, as a blessing, as a result. Because you work on the causes, respect, listening to Dharma, patience, seeing the associate with the wise. Then after that, the result come from Arahantship attainment. The last blessing, the highest blessing here, is actually the Arahantship, attainment of Arahantship. The mind experience the realization of Nibbana, and then the mind contact with the worldly conditions, their mind is unshaken, sorrowless, free from impurities. Look at the last Second paragraph. Yeah? These are the attainment of arahantship. These are attainment. So this is the best as a result. If you work hard on the blessing, the causes type of blessings, then later you get the highest blessing as a result. So these blessings comprise of causes and also effect. Of course, you want the effect, but we should. Meanwhile, by effect, you have to wait for the effect to come to you. But meanwhile, we have to work on the causes. So when we talk about this Mahamangala, this the Mangala Sutta, actually there's another Mangala Sutta. It was given by the Bodhisatta. In the Jataka stories, you find that also. The Bodhisatta was a question on blessings, and the Bodhisatta explained what are the true blessings. Very well said, very good, but not as absolute, or as perfect, not as perfect as this Mangala Sutta. After he became the Buddha, when the Bodhisatta became the Sammasambuddha, our Gautama Buddha, then the wisdom was perfect. When the wisdom was perfect, then he could give a perfect Mangala Sutta leading to the highest achievement. Okay? So now we know the blessings come in the form of causes and also can come in the stage of effect. So what should we do? We should work on the causes and think how to multiply it. Why do we need to care about multiplication? Is it greed? Is it because of greed that we want to multiply? Or should we just let, what happened, happen? Why hurry? Don't greed. Some people say, I have no greed for merit. No, it is when we aspire to accumulate merit, that's not greed. We can be motivated by pure, translated desire, chanda, but need not have loba. Loba is greed. If we have a craving, you hold on to it blindly, and then you won't let go, and you cannot. And you, because of that, we suffer for a result. When something happens in the course of our cultivation of marriage, if you feel bad, you're not happy, that is because of our greed and craving. But if we have a pure desire, we think, because the rounds of birth and death, it's difficult. Life is not easy. So because of that, we want to cultivate good, because in the samsara, in the rounds of samsara, we need to have a lot of merits to support us until we achieve final liberation. We need merits. It's just like a poor father work very hard to earn the money for the children. Is it greed? Not necessary to have greed, just because of necessity. So because life is short, you don't know how long we live. Most people don't know. Most people don't know how long you can live and when you are going to die. Most people don't know. So because of that, and because of this opportunity of coming into the Dharma is so precious, so we work hard so that we can make best use of this human life, so that we can improve our life in the best way. Hopefully in one life you attain Nibbana, that's best, assure yourself. If not, at least cultivate wonderful merit to continue the beautiful journey in future life. Okay? So then this multiplying idea, this knowledge, this wisdom of multiplying our merit is become very important for us. Now we talk about multiplying. So this is very important. One important thing for multiplication is our mental state. When you think about marriage, you think about the mind, right or not? We create good karma or bad karma through thought, speech, and action. But basically, it's the workings of the mind. It's the workings of the mind. So the mind, how you place your mind, how you the mental attitude. When you perform the merits, that's very, very important. It's a vast difference. It can be 1,000 times difference or more than that. If you do work with a selfless heart or with a selfish heart, just the mind only. You do the same work, you do the give, perform the same giving, but very different. You see some people do a lot of good work, they do sasana work, If you do with a selfish mind, with a possessive mind, with a worldly gain, what happens? You find a group of people, sometimes they quarrel for good work. They quarrel. So when quarrel happens in the Buddhist community, what happens? Oh, people lost faith. So when you, because of what we do, people lost faith. And what happened? Is it merit? No, it's not meritorious. So at the end, all these people work so hard and get very little merit or even demerit. But if you do work with a selfless heart, you serve with a selfless heart. No, 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 never mind. Sometimes you don't get what we want. Never mind. We don't crave, but we work hard. Work hard, but we don't crave. We don't regard the Buddha Sasana work with a selfish mind. Then you see what happened. Oh, then you see a very united community. Even though sometimes they may disagree with each other on certain ideas, but there's no fighting. In fact, sometimes the differences are turned into advantages. If we know how to do, and people will come to learn Dharma leadership, what happened? When they learn Dharma leadership, they learn how to serve, how to organize. And as a result of learning, they can perform their merits wonderfully, you see. You see, you can find an organization within a few years can perform well, and you can also find some organization within a few years, everything collapsed. Why? What happened? Because it's a wrong multiplying, wrong multiplication. Because if you don't learn how to serve, then you can serve in a very bad way. So you can see the big difference. If you serve in a bad way, become not meritorious. A lot of merits are lost because of that. So this is very important. People come. That's why in order to achieve the multiplication effect, we make it a rule in Tushita that all our decision-making leaders, whether it's a Mahamangala or Tushita Foundation or Dharma Earth Club of Malaysia, DECOM, or Malaysia Dharma Society. We have four organizations. We want to make sure all the leaders, they attend Dharma leadership course. And they make sure they really learn how to lead, how to make decisions. If you don't know, then it can be very bad. That's the important thing, multiplying. So in this case, the learning how to do, if you want to do something, the learning of the know-how, how to do, the methodology becomes a multiplying effect. Multipliers. Very important multipliers. Compared to people who just blindly do, it's a big difference. In this case, it's just like seeing clearly the path. You are like a person who wants to shoot the arrow. If you see clearly, you see your target clearly, maybe one arrow you shoot, you'll get your target. But you close your eye, you do, then you just blindly shoot and work very hard, you may waste many arrows in order to hit your target. Or may not even hit the target. So this is the multipliers. The learning how to open our vision, that is multiplier. So in this case, what is this thing that opens our vision? Wisdom. Relevant wisdom for a particular field. Whatever field you are in, you want to work hard on that, that wisdom, that know-how, that methodology is so relevant, so important multiplier. So people who care about doing and don't care about learning how to do, they waste a lot of opportunity, they waste their multipliers, and then they have to work very hard, and then at the end they can only envy other people who work just reasonably hard or very efficiently, and then produce very good result in their life. So now, one important thing is whether you care about your worldly achievement or whether your merits, one important thing is think about how to multiply your merits. To regenerate. That is very important to think about, to work on that. Even in the big company, they always have this R&D, research and development, so that they always invent new things. But here in the marriage, it's not like that. It's regenerate. You regenerate your marriage so that the marriage can multiply. Don't let it stay there. When you have something good, let the good produce utility quickly. Let the good multiply itself quickly. Work on this. There's a lot to talk about this, but now because of time constraint, we can't. I hope you'll continue to work hard and learn and incline your mind on this wisdom part. So, when you think of multiplying great blessings, think of how to multiply causes. As long as we work on the courses again and again, I'm sure good things will come very fast and very well to us. Okay? And most important thing is I wish the team, awakening team, be always loving and always united and always take advantage of your differences or your difference of ideas and turn it into your advantage. Learn these skills. These are skills. You can learn these skills from this Dharma leadership. Once you learn that, your life is very different. You can live in harmony not only with people who are similar with you, like-minded people. You can also live in harmony with people of different ideas and different creativity, and then it's a win-win. All everyone become grow and perform better in this harmony and unity. So we wish everyone come together to work hard and multiply, and then work hard so that what we do here will benefit the Dharma propagation and Dharma and welfare work, and produce a lot of true benefit to all others, to many beings. And then we wish with this, I wish everyone good health and happiness and success in this noble endeavor.
Sadhu, sadhu.